Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in High Fidelity.
Welcome and thank you for tuning into In the Arms of the Angels, hosted by Dr. Kai McNeil on Spiritual Connections Radio.
Hey everybody, it's Mark Rawson, and I'm really excited to have another great show on Spiritual Connections Radio. To find out more about our shows, go to our website at www.spiritualconnectionsradio.com. We're really excited to have Dr. Connie McNeil on this evening. Of course, her show is In the Arms of the Angels. She's on once a month. And if you get a chance, make sure to go check out her website, see her services, see all the great deals she has. You know, if you get a chance to work with her, just absolutely amazing, all the gifts that she has. And you can see her website up on the Spiritual Connections website. We have a link for it under her show, but also in the radio console, you'll see a website link for www.drconniesays.com. And with that, In the Arms of the Angels, Dr. Connie.
Thank you, Mark. Welcome, everyone.
You're welcome.
As always, welcome, everyone. As always, I am always honored to be doing this broadcast and having you come join me. And so, as always, I also would like to start with a prayer. Father of the universe, angels that watch over us and guard us and surround us, I ask that you be with us at this time, that everything that is said and done is for the highest of for this audience and for everyone else on the planet, for everything else on the planet. May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable to you, and I give this show over to you tonight, and I thank you. Been involved in a group bonding type of exercises, and just when Mark was saying about talking about the angels and being in the arms of the angels, there's one exercise that you do where you fall back into a line of people and they have their arms out and you know they obviously they catch you. But the trust of the way that I did it was I was actually standing up on a platform. So I was a good foot and a half higher than the people behind me. And with my back turned to them, I had to fall backwards and just trust that they were going to catch me. And as Mark was doing the introduction, that's the vision that I had. So what we're going to talk about tonight, the underpinning of that is that as you fall back into your moving into your intuition and moving into doing different things that the universe is going to ask you to do, that the angels are already standing behind you in a line, arms linked, ready to catch you. So it was kind of a cool thing that I was seeing. But I wanted to talk to you today. I did a card reading for the month that I always do, but before I do the card reading, I want to do a four-step process that I have really enjoyed doing that has started to shift my thinking from negativity into positive. The first thing that you need to do is you need to ground yourself. And I know you've heard that, and everyone says it 1,000 times, but the way that I have started doing it, and it's been very meaningful, is instead of just putting roots down and, you know, through my feet and the roots go into the ground and whatever, you do that, I have imagined myself, love nature so much, and when I take my morning walk, I pass a group of oak trees. So I've imagined myself being an oak tree. And the image that I see is I get to see the animals that nest in the branches. I can see the squirrels as they're, you know, gathering the acorns. And I also see the fairies, and I see that the fairies are really surrounding me and protecting me and comforting me. And it was a level of protection that I didn't know that I had. But as I started doing a bigger vision of grounding myself, I found that there were nature's elements and celestial beings that were actually caring for me that I was not aware of. Another reason that I like the concept of a tree or some sort of something beyond just roots coming down from the ground is I'm finding it, and what the universe is telling me that's going to be helpful for the monthly reading that I have. It's not only beneficial to ground yourself, but it's beneficial to look up, because there's a ray of light and a ray of, it's like a stair step of angels and light that comes down. So you're almost like a conduit. So the light comes in from the top, and as you're rooted into the ground, then your energy also goes into the earth. So it can be a tree, it could be a lotus flower because it has the long roots that go into the water, bamboo. It could be anything. It could be a mountain with tons of massive rocks that, you know, that ground you into the earth. But anything that grounds you, it's also very important to look up and be receptive of the light that's coming down from the universe. So that it's not just a grounding at the bottom, but it's a reception of the light from the top. This is an exercise of turning your negative thoughts into positive thoughts, of turning your questions about the future or concerns that you have. It's this fourth step is helping you to transition those negative thoughts into something positive and doable, and is necessary to really grasp what the angels told me was the monthly reading. So first thing you're going to do is ground yourself. The next thing you're going to do is you're going to put a layer of protection around you. Some people use, they step into a light. Doreen Virtue has a ray of colors. And, you know, there's pink and there's purple and there's blue. And depending on what you want to protect, you can call in that color or you can layer the colors. I knew a woman who she would step into some sort of a bodysuit and she would zip herself up. Some people will take a feel like they're swallowing a ball of light, and as the light grows inside of them, it sort of continues to grow until it's emanating all the way around them. So it doesn't particularly matter what you protect yourself with, but when you're grounded, it generally means that you're more receptive to what the universe has for you, breathing a little bit easier, so you'll know if you have sufficient protection. Because as the universe is bringing things to us this month, and as we begin to receive what the universe brings us, we have to be sure that we've protected ourselves, because now we've opened ourselves up to the spiritual elements, and we just want to make sure that everything that's coming in is something that's healthy and something that's going to protect us. So you're going to ground yourself, and then you're going to protect yourself. The next thing is you're going to get some paper and a pencil, pen, whatever. You need to do this. Don't do it on your. If you're going to do it on the computer, print out the copy. But you need to have something physically in your lap to do this. My flaws and fears list. So everything that I do not like about myself, I put on this list. Everything that I have concerns about, I put on this list. And I am brutally honest. I write down everything that does not work for me, that is a concern for me. And then I went out on one of my walks, and I got a bunch of rocks, just little pebbles. When, like I said, I go out and there's oak trees, so under the trees there's little pebbles or whatnot. And I just picked up a bunch of them, put them in a bag, brought them home, and I made this list. And every single time that I, when I had my flaws and my fears written down, I would take a rock and I would make a positive affirmation, and I would set it down on one of those flaws or fears. And then I would take another rock until literally my whole little list is literally covered in rocks. And when you're doing this, you are transferring, as every time you pick up a rock and you put it on one of your fears or flaws, you're giving yourself a positive affirmation. I believe in myself. I love myself. I am successful. I am perfect in all ways. Whatever is meaningful for you at that time. So you're making a physical statement and a tangible statement by picking up a rock, placing it on the fear or the flaw, and then absorbing that negative energy of that fear or flaw and replacing it with the positive statement or statements that you want to make. And then after you do that, you pull a Harry Potter. So after you do that and you have these words that are underneath these rocks, what you can envision is the words being pulled down off the page. And this is why the grounding is so important, because the energy that's has been grounded into the earth is going to take those words off the page and going to pull them down out of your body into the ground. And that energy will be transformed into something that will be beneficial for you and for the planet. So now you have this lovely set of rocks, and you can put your hands on the rocks and just feel the negativity leaving your body as it is being absorbed down through the pages, or down through the page of all the words that you've written. And as you put your hands over the rocks, and they're covering your list, you can sense a cleansing light that's coming in and taking the negativity out of the rocks and putting a positive energy into them. So there is a cleansing process just with you putting your hands. You can physically touch the rocks, lay them over the rocks, however you choose to do it. But it's a cleansing ray of light that comes in, so that you can take the rocks and then use them the next day. Because I do this process every day. So you've grounded yourself, you've protected yourself, you've written down all of your concerns, all of the things that worry you, all of the, when you look at the mirror, at yourself in the mirror, and you say, oh my gosh, you know, whatever it is, and you write all that down, and you allow the energy to pull the negativity out of you and cleanse, the rocks are cleansed. Then I want you to turn that piece of paper over. I am so grateful for, because now you, as you were looking up and the light was coming down, now the light is going to come in through your crown chakra. So all of the negative energy that was gone is now going to be replaced by an energy of love and gratitude and believing that the fears that went out are now going to be placed with faith and hope and guidance in the areas that are a concern for you. It's a process that it can take as long as you need. Process that really needs to be done I'm getting 3 days, so at least 3 straight days. So I would strongly invite you to get up early and give yourself an extra 15-20 minutes and start your day off, because what is coming this month in the monthly reading that I'll get to. But these steps are going to prepare you to receive what's coming this month for us. So every day you need to ground. Every day you need to protect yourself. If the beauty with doing, just writing down your fears and letting the negativity go out. And then it's so important to replace it with something positive and something reassuring for you. That if you're at work and something happens and you get into a fearful moment or a depressed moment or a moment that is sort of upsetting your spirit, your heart, you can take a post-it note. You can take a post-it note and you can write down what you're feeling. Place your hand on it. And imagine the negativity leaving your body. Or imagine that once you ground yourself, you're pretty well grounded for the day, so you don't need to reground yourself. Once you've protected yourself, you're protected for the day, so you really don't need to protect yourself unless you're in a really extremely upsetting or compromised situation. But if you're at work, just write it down. Instead of holding on to it and being bitter about it and wanting to, you know, call your friend and say what happened, write down what happened, how you're feeling, place your hand over the paper, and let the energy be removed from you. And then take a new post-it note and write something, write a gratitude, write a positive statement. That you will find that once you begin to do this, you will begin to see a beautiful shift in the way that you think, because you're letting go of a lot of the things that may be holding you back from creating and for having the life that you want to have. So if you have any questions, my email address is drconniesays, S-A-Y-S, drconniesays Connie@gmail.com. If you have any questions about this, I would invite you to email me. And because I have found that this really works, especially when I get the sense that there, you know, like this Harry Potter thing where the negativity is just drawn off the page and drawn from the rocks and down out of my body, and I physically feel different. And then as I move into my gratitude, and I will write down gratitude for the things that, you know, thank you for my brand new job, that my fear on the other side of the page was, I'm so afraid I'll never find work that I love to do. But on the other side, on my gratitude side, now I'm thanking God for, and thanking the universe for the wonderful job that is exactly meets my every expectation that I had. So it's a different way of approaching the universe, of letting this stuff go that holds you back. And then once that's open, then you can start with the praise and the gratitude and the mindset of that what I want. Thank you for my job that's already here. Thank you for the amazing relationship. Thank you for my health. Thank you for, so that you're in an air of expectancy. So the reading for this month is, what the universe, there is something coming this month. Don't ask me what it is because I don't know. Don't ask me when it's coming because I don't know. I do know it's different for different people. So for some people, this new thing, this new vision, this new idea, this new venture, this new something that's going to happen, for some people, the beginning is going to be, you know, kind of slow, and you're going to ease into it. And for other people, you're going to walk around the corner and it's just going to hit you in the face. So I can't say when, I can't say what, but I can say that it's coming, and I can say it's going to be different for everybody. And I can say that it's going to happen to you in a way that's perfect for you, in the way that needs for it to happen. So what the universe is asking for you to do, and what the angels are surrounding you to support you, and this is where you can fall back into the arms of the angels in a trust fall, that you're being asked to keep your heart open to what is coming and allow yourself to dream the impossible. Allow yourself that thing that you want, or that question that you have, or should I do this? And should I, you know, or should I not do that? Let yourself really dive into the experience of allowing the universe to transform you so that you are ever moving more toward being your highest self and being able to receive those things that you've been asking for on your gratitude list, and you see the answered prayer of the things that were on your fears and flaws list. Know that what's coming to you is what you need for right now. That's why it's different for everyone, and that's why the presentation is going to be different for everyone. But the way that it's going to come to you is perfect. It truly, truly is perfect. Everyone that is receiving this message tonight, from what I've been told by the angels, has is shifting from one stage of creation to another, that we have completed a cycle of manifestation and we're moving into the next phase. Now, for some of you, you've been praying a long time and asking the angels and asking for guidance and doing meditation and doing all the stuff that you know, feel that you should do. And you're not getting any answers. In fact, in some situations, you could feel like it's even getting worse. Even though you're not seeing the manifestation of the requests and the dreams and the desires that you have, doesn't mean that things are not being put in place so that when a shift happens, then all of a sudden it's like things just pop and you begin to see the universe moving and shifting where you haven't seen it shift for quite a long time. But, and even though you're not seeing a change, you still are at a higher level of manifestation and a higher level of creativity. So whatever you're doing is working. The meditation and the prayers and the whatever you're doing, keep doing that because it's working. Even though you're not seeing it, trust me that it's working. The universe wants to know, do you dare to dreams the dream that you, do you dare to really have the dreams that you dream? Do you dare to wait for them? Do you dare to really believe that the thing on your heart or the things on your heart is actually what is meant to be for you? To not settle. To not compromise. The universe wants you to know that you will attract what you need to complete the work successfully, to complete that dream successfully. So something is going to open up for you to move you into a different level or cycle of manifestation. And there still may be a waiting time. There still may be a time when you're not seeing anything moving. And you still have questions. And that's why doing these four steps of writing down your fears, of letting that negativity and that fear leave your body and replacing it with gratitude is essential for being able to, for some of us, to keep walking a walk when we don't feel like we're going anywhere. The thing that the universe wants you to do is something that is so big that if you don't do it, somebody else is going to have to step in and do it for you. And I'm reminded of the story in the Bible with Abraham, who called to go to another land where he became kind of a spiritual, you know, ended up being like a spiritual leader. But he wasn't the one that was supposed to do it. It was supposed to be his father. When Abraham's family first started moving, God told them to go to a certain country. Abraham's father stopped in the middle of the journey and pitched his tent and said, "I'm staying here." And because he didn't go, Abraham did. So moment and the shift that needed to happen at this time for this biblical family was important in the process of the universe's plan. And when one person didn't fulfill what was asked of them, somebody else stepped in and fulfilled it. So whatever is being asked of you, whatever the universe is continuing the work with you, it's big enough that you need to stay on track and you need to stay on course and moving out the negativity, because it's tiring. It's tiring when you don't see anything happen. It's tiring when you're losing your job and you don't feel good and you're having to go for medical exams, and it's just tiring, and you keep wondering when everything is going to be different. That's why it's so important to acknowledge the fear, release the fear, and replace it with gratitude. And I think having a tangible something like rocks or shells or something that you can imagine absorbing this energy and then releasing and then being able to cleanse it is really essential in being able to walk the walk, because the dream that and the vision that is going to be given us is something that is rather large. And it could, for some people, the dream is so big that you kind of wonder, can I do it, or am I good enough to have it, or this is too good to be true. It's that kind of a dream. It's that kind of a vision. Because you were born, we were born, to have big dreams. This idea or this vision that's coming to you is going to be something big, because those of us listening to this recording tonight, the show or the archive, those that are drawn to this are the ones that get to hear that there is a big dream coming. So don't be afraid of it. Even if it feels bigger than what you can handle. For this dream was meant to be yours. Just like with Abraham's father, the dream of going to this land was actually supposed to be his, but it was so important somebody else had to step in. So this dream is meant to be yours. But if you don't do it, it's possible that somebody else will have to step in and do it for you. You need to let go of limited thinking. And that's, again, where these four steps that we talked about earlier is so important. And it's a shift in doing something different and thinking different and acting differently, so that you start letting go of negative thinking. So that you can, once the dream or the idea or the vision is given to you, then you need to accept it. You need to bring it in and say, I'll take it, I'll do it, I want it, this is mine, I can't believe it, this is too good to be true, it scares me to death, but it just feels right. Whatever it is you say, you need to boldly accept what the universe is opening up for you. And you may wonder if it's too good to be true. And the universe is saying with a very loud voice, absolutely yes. And this is something that you don't have to force. You don't have to be constantly saying, okay, universe, what is it, what is it, what is it? This is going to be handed to you and given to you. This is going to be opened up for you. This is going to be an invitation. This is going to be a new way of thinking. This is going to be something that you don't have to push and strive to try to figure out how to find out what this vision is. It's something that's going to be the universe's responsibility to bring it to you. And the more that you are aware of limiting thoughts and you remove them and replace them with positive thoughts, the easier it is to be able to realize the visions that are coming, the gifts that are coming, and then to follow the direction that the universe is going to give you. So give yourself permission to think differently and do things differently so that you see what is possible. What you're going to receive is going to be something that's very wonderful. So stay open and receptive. If you have been interested in wanting to start increasing your psychic powers or your intuition or your intuitive ability, it's already starting to happen for you. So again, things are happening and you're not even aware that they're happening. So just let them continue to develop and let it continue to grow. And all you need to do is be aware of what you're thinking and what you're doing. Find that it's negative. If you find that it's not uplifting or moving you in a direction that you want, that you realize it, and then you begin to act in ways that are going to, you know, bring you to your highest self. Because what the interplay with the universe of what it wants to create for you and what it's bringing to you and the insights it wants to teach you is already happening. So all you have to do is be mindful and receive what the universe is going to give you the way that the universe is going to give it to you. And trust that things are going to happen for you so that everything works out in a grand way. Everything is coming up roses kind of a deal. Even if your life is really messy right now, even if things don't seem like they're going anywhere right now, know that the cosmic cleanup crew is on its way in, and things can shift and change in a heartbeat. Did you ever watch these shows like America's Got Talent or some of these other shows where they have acts and they do different things? You can be 1 minute you're in the middle of one scene, and then just in a matter of minutes, everything's moved and everything is other things have been brought in, and it's all brand new. So I don't care what your life looks like right now. Questions that you have, the concerns that you have, you know, will I ever get the relationship or the job or sell my house or move to Florida or whatever it is you want to do? Know that your life is shifting in the direction that is going to give you a lot of what you want. So start relaxing and thinking about all the good stuff coming to you. That's the reading for the month of October. So, Mark, I don't know if you're there.
Yeah.
Okay, howdy.
So, howdy. You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, Ellen, you're on with Dr. Connie.
Hi, Dr. Connie. That was quite a message.
It was, wasn't it? It just kept going and going.
You know, after hearing that, my question is, do you pick up on what's particular to me? And if not, I'll just go back on and mull over what you've been saying.
You're standing, you're right there. You're standing in front of a door, and I see light underneath the door. And it's just a matter of you, it's part of it is you being ready and willing to open the door, and then being open to receiving what's on the other side. But it's bright, and it's light, and it's sunny, and it's yummy, and it's really good. But, I mean, you're like, right there. So you just, all you need to do is open the door and step into whatever the universe is continuing to do for you. But it's at a much higher frequency. When you walk through the door, you're going to feel different. You're going to feel tingly. So it's going to be important for you to make sure that you're watching your thoughts and mm-hmm. you're watching your behavior, because you're a big soul and big things, there's something really big beyond this door. It's really, really quite powerful. There's a level of personal responsibility that is going to be part of the package of watching what you say and watching what you do and knowing that things are going to work out for you the way that, you know, you really want them to, even if it doesn't look like it's going to happen tomorrow. Does that make sense?
Yes, it sounds very hopeful.
Oh, you should be.
Yeah, and it's like, I'll tell you, of course, I want to know, what's on the other side of the door? What can I prepare for the other side of the door? And I'm sorry.
Right.
And I guess I should just learn to be patient, and when it's time, it will be revealed.
Well, but part of it also is, what the universe is telling you specifically is that you get to take an active step to open the door.
Okay.
So in your gratitude of thank you for this next step, and in your daily walk of I'm doing things and I'm acting as if this wonderful yummy thing is already happening, and envision yourself opening the door. Envision yourself hand on the knob, opening the door, and this bright, wonderful thing is just right there in your face. You're one of the ones that's going to hit you full in the face and not be a slow. I think it's been a slow process for you up until now, and now you've come to time to step into a new threshold.
Oh, I've been waiting for it, so I look forward to it, and I want to say thank you. Could I just put me back on hold, and I'll just listen to the rest of the program?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Ellen.
Thank
yep.
Thanks.
All right. This next caller, I'm not quite sure if I heard her name correctly. I think we're going to call her T. T, you're on with Dr. Connie.
Hi. Hi, Dr. Connie. I was just calling to see, you know, whatever you pick up for me.
Oh, all right. Well, I'm going to see what Archangel Michael has for you. How is that?
Okay, perfect.
Thank you. do you have a like a grandmother that's passed on, or a an older woman?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, she's holding you, actually. There's a hurt in you. And it hurts. And it causes you to question. And she's holding you while the angels are working this thorn out. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, so there's kind of two messages here for you from Michael. One of them is, if you are into any self-blame, then they're wanting you to just forgive yourself and forgive the other people involved, because you didn't do anything wrong. And they really didn't do anything wrong. It's just everyone's perception is different. So admit the truth about how you feel. And it's possible that when you do that, you will feel like that you did something wrong, but you didn't. The other piece, the other message, is that the way that Michael and the angels are going to work with you, remove this thorn. I keep seeing like a thorn in a lion's paw. To remove this thorn, remove this hurt, it's going, you need to write down your thoughts and your feelings and just be really honest with how you're feeling and how things are going. And just open your mind to the possibilities that are available.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
I couldn't hear the last part. I think my phone was breaking up. But the first part made sense.
Okay, the first part was that if you were to admit, if you were to write down your thoughts and your feelings of how things are going and how your life is going and how your relationships are going, you might find that there are areas where you may be feeling guilty or feeling like that you did something wrong. And my
I voice it all the time about how I feel as far as life and general. I tell everybody. Everybody pretty much knows I'm not a happy camper right now.
Okay, well, Michael's telling you that you didn't do anything wrong. You haven't done anything wrong, and if you to write down your thoughts and feelings in a way of being able to say, like we did on the first four steps, I don't know if you heard that at the beginning of the show, of writing down how you feel and allow that negativity to be pulled out of you so that you can see that the universe can have a vast array of ways to meet your needs.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So if you didn't hear those first four steps, listen to it in the archive so you can get that, because you're being asked to write what your thoughts and feelings are and to admit how you're feeling. But under the umbrella that you didn't do anything wrong. It's just how you're feeling, okay? So that you're not in beat up.
No, yeah, and you know the thing is, I know I didn't do anything wrong. I'm just a little disappointed because I know I didn't do anything wrong. And the turnout. So I'm just
trying to
but
figure
universe,
out.
But the universe has unlimited ways of how to restore this situation for you. Unlimited ways. And the more that you just write down exactly how you're feeling and kind of get it out in the open,
mm-hmm.
in the universe, once you kind of clean all that out and write down how grateful you are for the guidance of the universe, then you'll begin to start seeing a shift.
Okay.
But you have this grandmother or older woman, but she does, she holds you and she carries you, so you're definitely not alone, and you're being guided from the other side.
Okay. Do you are you able to see like I'm supposed to be taking a test tomorrow because I'm trying to change my career. Do you see anything with that?
I didn't see anything in this particular reading. Hang on just a second. I'm being asked to shift my cards here. Hang on. Are you on my cell phone? I don't know if this is my phone or your phone, but there's all sorts of interesting noises.
Oh, yeah, it's my phone. I'm sorry. I'm going to mute my phone.
No, that's fine. I just wasn't sure if it was me or you. All right. Oh, wow. You did mute it, didn't you? All right. Hang on just a second.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, that's so funny. It's like you're there, then you're gone. I can physically hear it. It's funny. All right. Come back to me.
Okay.
All right. Here you go. All right. What the universe is telling you about your test tomorrow is you don't have to push. You just have to be open and receiving, and what you need is going to come to you that is going to be for your highest good and the highest good of others. What's going to happen tomorrow for you is going to be, or for your test, I think you said tomorrow, is going to work out the way that it's supposed to work out. But don't try to force yourself to, you know, to perform at some level or do something. It's, if you will just relax and breathe, then the universe is going to work through you as you take your test.
Okay.
And quit telling every mother's son about your problems, because that just brings on more, it adds more annoyance into the universe. So find one person that you believe in, that will hold your confidence and build you up and you know, and support you, but don't tell every mother's son that you're what's going on, because it's just it's not serving you.
Yeah. No, I do it in a way. So, well, I guess the way how you put it, I feel like it is. I was going to say so others won't make the same mistake, I chose a career and I feel trapped in it. And it.
All right. If you just breathe, the universe is going to guide you. The universe is going to guide you if you will just breathe and write down the things, write down your thoughts about your job and everything that's going on. Release that and then thank God, thank the universe for its guidance in bringing you to the job that is fulfilling for you.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Well, thank you.
You're very welcome. God bless you.
All right. Thank you, T. There's so much noise, I couldn't pick up her name correctly. I had to ask her like two or three times.
Yeah.
All right. I think we've hit the end of the show.
Okay.
Oh, all right. All right. Well, thank you, all, everyone, for... you know what, Mark? It would be great if you would end in one of your beautiful, all-encompassing prayers, if you wouldn't mind. I always like when you end the show like that, and I just want to thank you folks out there for listening, and let's put a be very mindful this month of watching our thoughts and watching what we say and feel and writing, getting rid of the negativity, because the universe is going to open up some really great things this month.
This is interesting. It's coming through, and it feels like it should be a prayer, but I'm just going to channel what's coming through. This message is coming from all your loved ones. It's coming from your angels and all the beings like your guides that surround you. They want you to know a few things. They want you to know that it's important to take a moment and to take care of yourself, to nurture yourself, to love yourself. They say to let you know that there's never a time that you're ever alone, that you're always surrounded, that they all love you so much. They let you know that whatever you're going through, your challenges in life, bad relationships, conflict, not knowing what direction you're going in, or having so much change in your life that you no longer feel like you know who you are anymore. Realize in all these moments that that's when you're getting the closest to actually being in contact with who you truly are. As though it feels like depression or sadness or darkness or bad feelings or feelings that don't feel right as far as what you want to do with your life. Know in these moments of emptiness and depression that it's truly an emptiness of being so close to who you're capable of being, which is everything. And that everything and that capability of having any outcome in your life manifests itself in sometimes as depression and sadness. Know that this is truly not what's going on. All your loved ones and guides and angels remind you to laugh and to enjoy life and to not take everything so seriously. And with that, I send lots of love and energy out to everybody who's listening and who's listening to the Ray Blaze. May you be blessed with wealth and joy and happiness. Abundance, cash abundance. May you be surrounded. May you know and look in every moment for all the beauty that surrounds you. And we say thank you, thank you, thank you for everything that we have in life. And so it is. All right, Dr. Connie, thank you for letting me close.
I always love it. All right, thank you. Thank you, Mark, and thank you, everyone. Good night.
All right. You've been listening to In the Arms of the Angels with Dr. Connie McNeil. She'll be on in November for her next show. To find out more about her show and when it's going to be scheduled and other shows on Spiritual Connections Radio, go to our website at www.spiritualconnectionsradio.com. All right. Good night, everybody.